Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Signet Boost Power Bank up for grabs today. So all you have to do is follow us on Instagram. That's Vossie Brandy SEN. At Vossie Brandy SEN. Signet Boost Power Bank. From our friends.
You've become Signet. The giveaway king, Brandy, with your prizes every day. Good morning, Vossie and Brandy. Just catching up on this morning's opener via the podcast. This from Gaz the Hull Rooster, exiled on the Mornington Peninsula. So he's all over the place. He says, on Graham Annesley, rather than listen to him deliver his sermon each Monday, why doesn't he just sit in the bunker Thursday through Sunday, adjudicating the ref's performance, pulling up decisions as they happen? Retrospect drivel. Is just appeasing the coaches and the fans. We asked the question earlier, like we wanted to put a line in the sand, is it actually doing the game good through having the regular Monday chat and then admitting you made this mistake? There is also technical explanation. Brandy, again, you're an emphatic yes. You think it is here to stay
and serves a purpose. Well, I don't think it hurts the game. Well, I don't think it hurts the game, Bossy. I don't think it, you know, it is retrospective and it doesn't really mean that much. And I know fans, you know, that if they hear Graham Annesley, you know, says they've made a mistake and that has caused your, or certainly, you know, helped your team lose, that you're not happy about it. But I'm of the other opinion. I take a broader look at it and just think, well, I like it because I hear them talk about, and you know what? There's that many rule changes and interpretations and little things in the game that you learn when you listen to Graham Annesley. You go, oh, okay. So you don't realise something has had a little, you know, tweak in it. And I think it's informative. It's informative. While it might drive people mad, I think it's informative.
Okay, I suppose also you don't have to watch. You don't have to take it. No, talk about it because we're a sports show it. The next morning. But you can get on with your business on a Monday without tuning into Graham Annesley's address. I'm just a little leaning the other way, Brandy, because of just highlighting mistakes. I just feel like the question is missed, but why was that mistake made? Like, you know, the bunker, rather than we made a mistake, why? I really tussle with interpretation.
And some of them are obvious. Some of them we go, well, how did they miss that when it goes to the bunker? But, Vossie, like, trying to answer why is impossible. Why did they miss it? It's an interpretation. And like, you know, almost like what Graham said, imperfect game, players and officials. So, yeah, you know, the answer of why did they miss it, that can't be answered.
We're adding imperfect commentators to that spray too. So imperfect game, imperfect players, imperfect officials, imperfect commentators.
I'm giving a 3 out of 10 this morning. So I've been very imperfect.
Well, Graham Annesley would be proud of you. Yeah. This is Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy on the home of sport, 1170 SEN, the home of sport across the network, the SEN. You have to have the app. One of the reasons is we are now the home of Super Netball. Launched our coverage over the weekend. Had a great chat with Kath Cox here to preview the Super Netball launching. And now players underway. Now we're in review mode. Now, I'm all aboard the New South Wales Swiss bus. Brandy, are you bussing it when it comes to the Super Netball, or
we do have a
team. I know we own the
team.
Yeah, that's right. We own the Mavericks.
Yeah, we own the Mavericks, but there's the GWS Giants too. So, I am torn.
Well, I'm on the Swiss bus, mate. I'm a locked front seat. But I need to get to the bottom of the result. Was a little disappointed, not so much to lose, but by the margin of victory. So Matty Proud is in the hot seat. It's not often every day that we have a star athlete who's also an author, has written books, Brandy. Matty Proud, good character. I think a South Sydney fan as well. But let's all confirm all these details. Matty Proud, welcome to the program.
Thank you, guys. It's quite the intro. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, well, you've chosen to be in the hot seat, so you're going to be cross-examined by senior counsel Alexander and Voss here this morning. The 79-63 scoreline, okay, for those who didn't hear the SEN coverage or watch it on Fox Sports, what actually went wrong? What did happen?
Yeah, I think it was a bit of a combination of a few things. I think we started off the game okay. We were sort of in it for about three quarters. And then I think the time the fourth quarter started, I think we were down by about four goals at three-quarter time. And I think it was a 1-8 start to us in that final quarter. So, I mean, Lightning were always going to be a team that could score really quickly. They've got that really exciting front line with pretty much a diamonds attack end after having a few star recruits over the off-season, and I think as soon as you give a team like that a sniff, they kind of just ran with it. And now with the super shot as well, with the 2 points of the last 5 minutes, as soon as you were down by a significant margin and we couldn't quite catch back, they then started singing a few twos, which then became one error after another. So yeah, very disappointing from our behalf. We just didn't do what we kind of set out to do. We made way too many errors. They, on the other hand, barely kind of gave away possession at all. But a lot to go back to the drawing board. But the one positive we can take away is that it's only round one and we've got another 13 to go to redeem ourselves.
Now, how did the coach handle the loss? And is your coach a... Can she be fiery?
Was she fiery? She's friend of the family.
I want to know. Did she get the girls in there and really rip into them and say,
Bellamy-esque?
Brianie's very good. So Coach Brianie Aker was an ex-player and she kind of knows exactly what it's like to kind of be where we are. And she's very good at finding the times where, we do need an absolute rocket. And then she knows other times where, she can be a little bit softer. I think after that game, it was a bit of a combination. There was a lot of disappointment. And it's like when your parents are disappointed in you, that's probably the worst kind of attitude they can have. You'd almost rather than yell at you because you never want to disappoint them. But she was just... upset, I guess, that we didn't execute the game plan that she'd set out. But on the flip side of that, she did acknowledge the fact that, it is round one and we sort of had a similar start to last season, which is not an excuse, but we did, turn it around after that. So I guess we know that we are a team that can bounce back from a loss, but, it's always nice to get a win in round one. So I think she was pretty disappointed. And like you said, to have the margin that it was kind of the most disappointing thing. But at the end of the day, they did outplay us and they were definitely the better team on the day.
Have the Swifts got a Steph Curry-like player for the super shot? Like, is there someone that's just the gun? Or
we do. We have Helen Housley, who shot 8 from 8, so she didn't miss. So in terms of doing everything we could in that department, we definitely pulled out all the stops, which probably actually makes the margin even more disappointing because it means that we were sort of being able to keep in it with the super shot. And that's sort of what happened in the first three quarters, in that the first 10 we were sort of always chasing and then we were able to catch up when Helen got the ball in her hot hand. But unfortunately, by the time the last quarter came around, we didn't do enough in that first 10 that by the time we could get the ball in her hands, it was too little too late.
Maddie, did I hear Vossi say that you're a South fan? Is that right? Are you a South fan? Because you are originally from South Australia, aren't you?
Yes. So that's sort of by default. I must admit, I came over with very, very little rugby league, rugby union knowledge. I actually thought they were both the same thing. Came from an AFL background, and that was sort of the only footy that I ever knew. But my partner now, he's an absolutely mad South fan, which was all right for the first part of our relationship, but now it's probably not so fun. we're hoping that maybe they could turn things around. But at least he's more disappointed with the South result than he is with the Swiss result, because that was a bit more significant. So that's the only silver lining in our household. There's always that to compare to at the moment.
We're talking about your partner being New South Wales cricketer Dan Hughes. Is it right, Maddie, then, because you're on trial again, this is, you're being cross-examined, you've admitted that you didn't know the difference between rugby union and rugby league. Is the discussion with Brad Fittler when you first met him how many tests he'd played for the Wallabies, is that correct or not?
Who's Brad Fittler again?
Yeah. Okay, all right. The case closed.
No, that is Yes, that is true. I think, again, when you sort of don't know much about any footy or rugby, or again, I still sometimes get caught calling it rugby, which I know is also the wrong thing. So grew up watching. Yeah. If it was on, it was the Wallabies, and I know I'm probably going to get a lot of hate after saying this, but I will admit that I've lived in Sydney for 8 years now. I have turned it around, and the conversation even on the weekend was that I've now become probably more of a rugby league watcher than an AFL watcher, and even our coach Brian, who used to work in NRL, was pretty surprised with how much I knew about, you know, the going-ons in the NRL world. So I've done my homework and I'm back, and hopefully my rabbits can get on the other side. But apologies to Freddie, and I've tried to make it up to him.
Well, there you go. You've got a king's pardon. You've been let off now. You were going to be condemned to the stocks, but you've redeemed yourself there with your love now of the great sport of rugby league. Just on the author front, is there any more books on the horizon? You've written Grace on the Court, Grace Back on the Court. Is it like Police Academy? Will there be a part 1 through to 7? What are we talking here? Is it?
Yeah, but maybe we've gone very original with Grace Back on Court, so maybe Grace 3 is Back on the Court again, or Back off the Court. But the plan is for it to be, you know, at least a trilogy, and I'm probably about halfway through writing the third. So yeah, got the first two out quite quickly and did a master's in creative writing to get that second one out. But yeah, working hard behind the scenes. Have had a little bit of writer's block, but I'm getting a bit more inspiration now. So hopefully, Grace 3 will be able to hit shelves very soon.
Injured Grace.
That could be, she needs to face some adversity.
That's exactly right. So, okay, will there be a response after round one performance?
Sunday.
Will there be a bounce back from the Sydney
Swifts?
At home,
big question. Good question, Brandy. Against the Mavericks, too. Against the Mavericks, which makes it very hard for us because SEN own the Mavericks. I'm on the bus with the Swifts. Brandy's going to fence piling up his blurter. But, Matty, what's the response going to be at Ken Rosewell Arena on Sunday?
Well, I think that's the ultimate test of a good team and a champion team, is their way to bounce back. And I think that's something we have prided ourselves on in the past, is that, you know, you can get away with maybe having one day that wasn't quite your day. But I think we've really got to turn it around this week. So, yeah, we'll be coming out firing. And I think playing in front of the packed Ken Rosewell Arena, I think it's pretty much going to be sold out. And like you said, against a new up-and-coming exciting team like the Mavericks, I think it's going to be a ripper. We've got, you know, Taylor Frazier used to play for the Swifts and she's gone over to the Mavericks. There's Amy Clemenza who's played for the Giants, that's now the captain of the Mavericks. So we know that there's going to be a lot of interest in this game, particularly in Sydney. So, you always want to be the team that kind of knocks that new team off their perch as well. So for us, it's going to be huge. And again, especially with Super Netball only being 14 rounds, your first couple of rounds really do matter and kind of set the tone for the season. So, yeah, we'll come out raring for sure.
So a special greeting for any ex-Swift player that is lining up in the Mavericks team. Is there any sledging? Will you girls give it to her? Another good question, Brandy.
Yeah, you're picking up Dally Inputs here.
That is a very good question. There's a little bit. I think, I mean, for me, I play centre, so I'm just trying to breathe the whole time. I don't have time to say anything. I could talk a lot off the court, but I probably don't say as much on the court. But you usually see, you know, a goal shooter and a goalkeeper having a few words exchanged. But it's never anything too bad. But, yeah, I definitely think something would be said, especially amongst those that have, you know, come back from the other teams. But, I mean, the hard part is as well, and I'm sure Taylor knows that, but she's a good friend of all of us. But as soon as you cross that white line fever comes in. So I'm sure there'll be, you know, no love lost between her and whoever she ends up being on in the game.
So, Maddie, you're the general, aren't you? The centre. You're the halfback. You run the team.
That's what they say. Or I'm just the one that runs around like a headless chook, but I like your version better. So I'm
nice.
Happy with that one.
The general. General Proud, thank you for coming on the program.
I'm gonna stick with that. I'm going to get the girls to call me general now.
The general. Thank you. Maddie Proud from the New South Wales Swifts, looking to bounce back. By the way, Sunday, you could go to a core stadium, 2 o'clock, watch the Bulldogs play the Knights, come out of that and then whip across to the netball, 4 o'clock start. There you go. Got your afternoon sorted on Sunday. And if you can't, you can listen to it, of course, on SEN.